This is Max Heistein at thehealingwaterfall.com. Being in judgment makes us feel a little more secure about ourselves, momentarily. Here's what else it does. It creates a false sense of separation between ourselves and others. It puts us squarely in the ego and the intellect and takes us out of our heart. It causes a fixed attitude that cuts off the flow of love. It sends a message to the universe that we're not ready to move forward spiritually. It makes it impossible to offer genuine compassion to others. It makes it impossible to receive love and compassion. And judgment can lead to depression and ultimately to physical illness. Judgment is not about seeing clearly, recognizing fault, or knowing something special. It's about holding a negative focus and shutting out life. It's a kind of againstness that puts up walls. Our judgment of others and the world around us has little effect outwardly, because it happens inside our own system. But it poisons us where we live and causes everything within to go sour. So, why do we judge? It's an unconscious pattern connected to insecurity that often originates when we feel marginalized, belittled, oppressed, overlooked, unseen, or hurt in some way. When we feel disadvantaged or insecure, judgment creates a temporary feeling of superiority. Judgment can also be triggered by seeing things in others we find repugnant in ourselves. When confronted with such a mirror, judgment gives us a sense of distance from how we fear being seen by others. The worst part about judgment is that when we have this pattern, we tend to focus it on ourselves most of all, and we can be very harsh with ourselves in the process. If you have an interest in sharing love with others in a genuine way, judgment has to go. That includes judgment about yourself, others, God, the world, politics, religion, and everything that happens here on earth that you might currently consider to be bad. This doesn't mean we have to like everyone and everything. It means coming to an attitude of neutrality and acceptance of what is. To release judgment, we have to first be willing to become aware we're doing it and acknowledge it within us. This isn't so easy, because the habit is so ingrained within us it happens automatically. It takes serious conscious effort to become an observer at this level. And then there's the ego factor involved about admitting that we're doing it. Self-honesty is some of the most difficult inner work there is to be done. But if you've come to the point where living a genuinely heart-centered life is your goal, then this is for you. Please join me in this difficult and most rewarding work. I developed a program to help erase judgment from our lives, and it's called Releasing Judgment and Embracing Life. You can find this guided meditation and all of my work at thehealingwaterfall.com.